Hey guys, Will Durst here with your eagerly anticipated top 10 comedic news stories of 2014. Now please do not confuse these with the top 10 legitimate news stories of 2014. None other as different as banjos and bullfrogs. There were quite a few events that lent themselves to humorosity-ness, and these are them. Number 10. The new study by German scientists suggesting that beer helps prevent prostate cancer. So let's stop calling them bars and start referring to them as what they are, clinics. Number 9, the Winter Olympics in Sochi. And the world is relieved when Vladimir Putin doesn't enter the triathlon by slapping on skis and shooting Ukrainian journalists shirtless. Number 8, the Ice Bucket Challenges, which swept the country. Celebrities enjoy being seen as all wet during the summer. These days, not so much. Number 7, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford runs for re-election, but Torontoans refuse to give him another crack at it. Number 6, Pope Francis says his theology is not in opposition to evolution. This guy really does look determined to drag the Catholic Church kicking and screaming into the latter half of the 19th century. Number 5, Alaska, Oregon, and D.C. join Washington and Colorado in the Legal Marijuana Club. Stock of Frito-Lay, the makers of Funyuns and Cheetos, skyrockets. Number 4, Donald Sterling's racist comments, which result in a lifetime ban from the NBA. And many folks hope he lives to be 105 and is forced to bunk with Cliven Bundy. Number 3, the Obamacare rollout. President said it could have gone smoother. You think? An anvil studded with titanium spikes could have rolled smoother. Number 2, Arizona debates Senate Bill 1062, which would legalize bigotry based on religious beliefs. The postal abbreviation AZ apparently stands for angry xenophobes. And yeah, xenophobe starts with an X, but they don't know that. And finally, the number 1 comedic news story of the year 2014, the midterm elections. Mitch McConnell says he wants to work with the president. Yeah, the same way a 5-year-old with a magnifying glass wants to work with ants. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.